Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What's up?
I got scared for a minute there.
Nah, you know what? I got on like 10 minutes early.
Okay.
Went to go do something. And I was busy in here cooking. And then next thing you know, it was like 8:30. I said, yo, I wasn't 10 minutes later. You turn around, and the next you know, it's like 10 minutes later. Like, wait a minute, hold on, how did that happen so quick?
I know that, that's crazy. I don't know. We're going to blame the Rona.
Yeah, I'll get my chef on. No.
I got you. What you chefing?
I can't tell, because Lady T on the line. Oh, hey, what's up?
It must be something that has to do with chicken.
I made like so I took some ground turkey without a cheese.
Okay.
And I like did this whole like rolled it up in lasagna. Like did this whole little roll. But
it did,
you know, I wasn't trying to drown it in. You know, when you're trying not to drown stuff in seasoning, so it didn't come out as soulful as I wanted to. But you know,
you don't like turkey either, right?
Nah, no meat product. Yeah.
No really meat. Oh, okay.
Nah.
No meat product.
I feel you.
No meat product.
Well, you're not.
Like growing up. No, I don't like classifying myself because I could say that, but then I'm eating Peeps, and they said Peeps got pork in it. I'm like, okay, because of the gelatin, I guess.
Oh, well, so you're not vegan.
You know the Peeps,
you know the
marshmallow Peeps. Marshmallow Peeps, like the Easter Bunny Peeps.
The Peeps. The nasty
things. Yeah, it has gelatin in it.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I'm like, all right.
You might as well eat some damn candy corn.
But are you a vegan?
I like candy corn, too.
Yeah, candy corn is the shit. I don't know what y'all talking about. Candy corn is the shit.
Oh, my God.
Are you vegan?
I don't know. I always look forward to candy corn when it's Halloween, so.
Keisha, I mean, Red is a candy corn hater.
I sure am.
Right,
that stuff is disgusting. And you might as well chew birthday candles if you want to eat some damn candy corn.
You know what?
What up, everybody? It is the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Obviously, it is Big Red, Lady T in the house, and Brother B. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And yeah, one day you gonna have a candy corn. And you know, since you know Lady T's a vegan, I can't really mess with her about the chicken. I'm sorry. Damn.
We gonna throw a candy corn party for Red.
Ugh.
And then that means we gotta do a chicken sandwich party for you. Candy corn chicken sandwich. It sounds perfect. A perfect combination.
Oh my God.
Nah, you know.
I just heard Hot Rod going to the bathroom to poop. when you just said
yeah, I know,
King's Corner.
Yeah, I know, probably did.
You know, I mean, I wanted to try to do the whole vegan thing. And, but I just got to have, you know, make sure I have all the stuff to do it. Like, I know Morningstar, they make a lot of vegan stuff, but, like, it's a serious habit. Like, you got to turn around and constantly, like, be in the store, you know, getting stuff just in case you, like, run out because you don't want to turn around and have, like, a relapse and, you know, then be snacking on a steak or something like that. So, you know.
But it's going to happen. You do know that. You got to wind yourself off slowly off of it if you're going to do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do vegan because it's like you can't eat any animal part, like anything with animal, some type of animal in it. You can't do any of that, you know. So it's you know, unless you, like I said, unless just like you said, unless you got to get stuff, you got to be consistently getting stuff like that that has, you know, no animal products in it. Vegetarian people don't eat meat at all, but they eat like. They do eat fish and stuff like that, right? Yeah, do that, yeah.
Well, there's the vegan and the vegetarian. I think it's the vegan that doesn't eat anything, like no fish or anything. Vegetarian doesn't eat...
it's more meat, like meat. Like poultry.
Vegetarians don't eat meat. Like a vegan won't eat any products that even come from meat. So that's like there's no milk. No type of dairy.
Right, that's
you know,
what I'm saying.
Anything that has anything to do with animals.
See,
it just has to be strictly vegetable.
But
a vegetarian
will
have a glass of milk, you know, or possibly eat fish. But I know, like, people who solely eat fish are, like, pescatarians. You know? They eat just fish and nothing else.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
What
you
want.
I love.
How about you just eat what you want and stop putting people in a box?
I get it.
People do it because
eat your healthy products. Eat your what is it, non-GMOs and all of this other stuff, you know. I mean, come on.
The thing I don't like about vegans, what they do is, and I don't see vegetarians doing it too much, but vegans, it's like they try to make you feel a certain way because you eat meat. It's like they just, but you're eating the chicken, the babies of the mother of the chicken. Listen, leave me the hell alone, please. Oh, you're eating an egg. What? You know, that's the child of the chicken.
You're a cannibal. You're bad.
Yeah,
bad
like, are you kidding me? Get out of here. Listen, y'all better get out of my face with that mess.
Well, you know, I mean, technically, there's certain foods that we just shouldn't be eating. And if you look at it now, most of the food that we consume today, like, has some type of process that goes along with it. And it's the processed food that's really killing us because our systems are not made to have to process processed food. Natural food, but not food that's been through the process with a whole bunch of chemicals and a whole bunch of other stuff in it. So, you know, even sometimes the vegetables are not even the same anymore. So, you know, they have, you know, a whole bunch of stuff in it and they're, like, grown in, you know, weird places with heat lamps and it's like that's not the natural process. So that's why,
What about the plant-based stuff? Like a lot of plant-based stuff that they have now, like with the what is it? The non-meat, like the beyond meat, and it's supposed to be meat, but it's plant-based meat. Like what the hell?
How the hell do you do plant-based meat?
What the hell is that?
Well, that's just basically plants grinded up and you know, cause it's like that whole thing with soy. Like soy, you can do so many things with soy. It's like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the product.
I mean, I like the Beyond Meat though. I've tried it with a I think White Castle has the Beyond Meat burger, and it's pretty good. I can't front. It was okay. I kind of can dig this.
Yeah.
It's kind of salty, but
I
can dig it. You know.
Now see that. That's the downside of it because the sodium is just not good. Period. The sodium makes your body retain water, and it's definitely not good for your pressure. So.
Right.
You know, you got to find a happy medium to anything. You know, everything nowadays, man. I mean.
Right.
It's wild. I mean, I do have to ask, what does Lady T eat besides seafood? What do you eat, Lady T?
Besides seafood, baked mac and cheese.
Okay.
That's the general favorite stuff. Okay.
How do you fried cauliflower mac and cheese?
Like basic stuff. Like,
I said, have you tried cauliflower mac and cheese?
No.
That's
I don't like cauliflower.
Thing.
Oh, my gosh. I do not like cauliflower. I'll eat broccoli, but I do not. Cauliflower. I never got understood cauliflower.
It's not bad. Cauliflower, it depends on how it's cooked. It's not really bad. I've tried cauliflower rice before, which is cool. To me, cauliflower is like broccoli, just like white broccoli. That's what it seems
like.
And
you
can
do
so
many things
different
with it.
Taste, but it's like
white broccoli with no taste.
But you know what it is with cauliflower? You can do different things with it. Like it absorbs other tastes of things, so you can always do so many things with it. Because I've made cauliflower pizza crust. I've made it on my own, and that's pretty good.
Oh, on pizza, I could see that on pizza, yeah.
I made a crust out of it from some recipe I seen on YouTube, and it came out pretty good. But, a lot of people are doing that. They're doing that with the keto thing. But what else you like to eat, Lady T? What else?
Other than that, I don't know. So I'm so basic with eating. I don't know. Like, I'll make stuffed pasta shells and stuff it with avocado cheese. Things like that. I don't know. Spinach lasagna.
Ooh,
no meat, of course. And that actually comes out really good. I don't know.
That's
how basic. Like, peas and rice, curry, shrimp. I don't know.
You make
my mom. No, my mom always makes that for New Year's. It's like, that's traditional West Indian.
Yeah, that's
so,
that tradition.
To bring in the New Year.
And now,
actually tastes good.
And now I'm going to ask Miss Cherry, because, Miss Cherry be getting along with her cooking and all that stuff. But why everybody got to turn seafood and put seafood on every goddamn thing? Like, turn seafood into something. Because, I won't blame my daughter, but, she had ordered some food when we was out on Saturday, and she was like, Dad, it was salmon with some chickpeas and something else. And then it was like, oh, Dad, I need you to help me out. So I was like, well, all right, do your salmon. I'm going to eat the chickpeas. I was like, I only like chickpeas in my roti. I was like, are you serious? So I'm eating the chickpeas mixed with, some other stuff, like peppers or whatever. And it was tasting good, but something said, yo, something's not right. And it was like my body just said, yo, something's not right. You better ask a question. So I was like, yo, I asked the waiter, is there any seafood in this other than the salmon? And he said, no. Then he said, wait a minute. He said, yeah, there is a lobster sauce on the salmon. I went, how do you put lobster sauce on salmon? Like, why you got to turn a shellfish into every... You damn shellfish into people. So, of course, my daughter's like, oh, my God, Red looking at me like, yo, you going to be all right? My daughter's like, is the CVS not too far away? And I'm, because, you got to get some Benadryl. I'm like, yo, I'm going to be all right, man, because I got to drive... And Benadryl and driving do not work. That just doesn't happen. Nah. So why, Miss Cherry? Why everybody think I gotta be about selfish? Why? Why, damn it?
All right, first let me start off by saying this. I was trying to sneak in and listen. I'm driving home. I just finished voting, and I have somebody in the car with me. Now, what's your question?
Okay. Hi.
Hello. They know you here. Say hello.
Hello.
You know who that is?
No, I'm just saying, why? Benita or Danita?
That's right.
Or Sonya? Wait, both? You said one
no,
thing.
No, no, no. That's
Denita.
Denita.
You
outside.
Oh. So y'all got your vote on, huh? Did y'all have to stand in line for like 8 hours?
Oh, my goodness. Just as, no, actually, it was pretty quick. I got there maybe about 7:30. And then just as they pulled mine, the machines broke down. Other than that, I was just
home by now.
So I was there maybe about 15 minutes trying to get them to fix the machines, huh?
How does a voting machine break down?
They said it wasn't printing. I think when you come there, you give you a ticket, they print it up on the spot because it's not your regular voting place. But the printer was down. Just happened to be they take my ticket and it goes down.
Any little issues happen, it can be taken care of before the actual
day. Yeah, I got to go do my vote thing very soon. I'm not going to wait till like, the last minute to do it.
Honestly, I think the lines on November 3rd might be better because I think everybody's out there now.
Right.
So you might be able to breathe in and out.
Did the paper ballot and all that other stuff. I did a paper ballot, so...
No, it might be a violent around that time. Just it's the actual day. People might be stalking the places, trying to, you know, deter you from.
Right.
From
yeah. Unfortunately,
yeah, you're probably stalking now. We don't know, but
all right.
Thank you
so
the footage
much
with
for
the
coming.
With the homeless guy.
I'll
that set
I'll
on
catch
fire.
You when I get home.
Wow.
Well, everyone, it was nice speaking to you briefly. I'm going home now.
I'm kicking it out. I
got to
drop.
All right, home. Have fun. Be safe. All right. All right,
you too.
You got everything? I'm trying.
All right.
So
catch you when I get
it.
I'm sorry.
All right.
What was your question or your topic? I just
kind of
interrupted that.
No, it's all good. Now I'm about to start all over. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Oh, once again, what up, everybody? After our food talk, it is the menu on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh
we got
God.
Miss Cherry, we got Big Red, we got Lady T, Brother D in the house. What up, what up, what up? Guest phone number 347-324-3395. And our topic tonight, of course, you know, Miss Cherry was going to call in tonight because she's about to get her jabs in. Men, women, will we ever trust each other? Ding, 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 ding. And the bell
never
started the round.
Never.
Who
such,
says there's no trust?
Such optimism. Such optimism.
We ever trust each other.
You know, it's possible if we were on the same page, but it's obvious a lot of times that we are not. I feel that I think we said it before in past shows that there is too much ego going on with on both sides, and I think there's this light competition that kind of needs to. It's one thing to be a little competitive, but I think, you know, the competition thing just needs to stop. Because it's not about who's better. It's to me, it's really about, you know, how can we make things better together? Not, oh, who can do it better, this, that, and the third. What you doing? You driving a bus?
No, you're driving a bus. I'm just saying, it's the
neighborhood.
You see, it's quiet. It's quiet, and somebody has, like, music playing outside.
Quiet? It sounds like you was working a garbage truck or something like that. All types
what
of loud
noise.
What's
my car engine? You hear that?
If that's your car
engine. My car engine?
We might have to go to the dealer. we got to make a trip tomorrow. But, no, it don't sound like no damn car engine. But I think it's more ego than anything. That's what one thing that each of us can't let go of. Like, I saw someone post something today, and I found it very interesting. And I heard someone say that make the statement before. It's like, how could men be so disrespectful to women when they were raised by women? Now, I made a comment of like, that's not a conversation that a lot of women are ready to have, because some don't want to accept the accountability of things. And the thing is, a good woman is going to do what they're going to do. And, you know, it always boils down to discretion, like I've always said before, discretion. But if you're doing certain things non-discreetly and your children are out there watching, or if you're making yourself look a certain way, I mean, what is it that you expect? Like, how do you expect
right.
to be respected if you're disrespecting yourself?
So I have a question. What exactly do you mean a good woman? How would you define that?
Actually, I mean, all I can say is a good woman to me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, I mean, if I had to lay out a general
point.
Sound like
you're stumbling over your words. Get it together, Brother B. Come on. You're
no.
not on the panel right now.
I ain't stumble over nothing.
I don't
want to stumble.
For the men. Come on.
No, because my whole thing is when it comes, like, it could be a blanketed statement when it comes down to good women. Because it's just that, yo, a woman who's there, that provides that security, that nurturing. You know what I'm saying? And overall love. Simple and plain. Like,
so
that's
your
the main
of.
Qualities right there.
So a good
yeah,
woman
that's,
is someone who gives security and love?
And a nurturer.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
nurturer.
Basically. Yeah,
very,
nurturer.
Very close to, like,
love.
My mama.
But that's
what
women...
mama does.
But that's what women are. You're nurturers. I mean, am I wrong?
No,
like,
not
have,
wrong,
we,
but
we,
time,
have we been wrong?
But at,
have we been wrong all these years?
But at the same time, it depends on, see, when you say that nurturer part, you got to be very careful with that. Because, see, some men use that as like a crutch. You understand what
as
I'm saying?
What?
Like I said, they as a crutch, because you're saying nurturer.
How?
But because guess what? Nurturing can go a certain way when it comes to certain men. Like I said, if you got one of those men that has never had that nurturing from their own mother, then they look for that in you. They look for that in the women, and then it's all on some like kitty type of stuff. And it's like, you're a man. I'm treating you like
for
one of my children or something, right? Or you're looking for your mother type of thing. It's like, bro, I ain't your mother.
Nah.
I'm your woman.
No,
or your, you know.
Also,
Brother B. Can I just say something off of what Red also said, which she's absolutely correct. As far as guys who haven't been nurtured by their mother, they also are what they call like non-emotional or non-available emotional guys.
Mm-hmm.
They don't reciprocate that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You could be nurturing, pouring into their cup, and they're not pouring into your cup.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like dismissive avoidance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you can also have backlash on that.
Right. There's nothing wrong with a woman being a nurturer to her man or whatever, but it depends on how the man is taking it, and then that can turn into something else. It's just like, I'm not trying to take care of no grown man. I'm trying, you know, I'm just doing certain things.
See,
but then it comes, that's how it leads to that.
I'm too tired.
You know what? And that's why, and I'm going to be honest, this is why some men don't get into the conversation, because just like you accuse us of taking something and flipping it and then misconstruing it, you guys do the same thing. Because when we're talking about when a man is speaking on nurturing, it's not about, it has nothing to do with the kid thing. Like, my thing is like, all right, I may make some enemies here, but at this point, I really don't care. You guys, not, and it's not you per se, it's really not you per se, but, I mean, come on, cut the shit. Like, you seem to act like you don't have a superior role in this whole ecological system, you know what I'm saying, that goes on. Because you seem to think, like, men don't go out here and do shit because you're here. Like, if women weren't here, like, if you guys weren't of some great importance, guys wouldn't be going out here doing the shit that they do, to strut their stuff or get money or do whatever they have to do, work, you know, pay bills. I mean, to try and actually be something of some substance for you. But the whole thing is you run that show. That nurturing thing, it's not just about children. It's you're the person who puts the battery in that man's back to go out there and do what he does, what he has to do for his family, for his woman. And for you, for anyone to try to flip it and make it seem like it's something else that's kind of childish, to me, is wrong. Because that's not what it's about. Because there's too many men out there, such as myself, that's going out there doing what they have to do for their significant others, but there are others that are making a mockery and really downplaying certain things, and especially that word nurturer, because the whole thing is this, whether you're a mother or you're not a mother, you know what I'm saying, you are going out there nurturing. I'm sure some of you have male friends that, you know, hey, yo, let me kick you with you, let me ask you a question, this, this, that, and the third. That's all a part of the nurturing. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? You do that same thing with each other, with other women. You know what I'm saying? Even though some of y'all can be trash towards one another, you still do it. So, because you want to play semantics, Red. And we're not going to play semantics. You're going to own up, you know what I'm saying? Being a nurturer is not something negative, and it's not about some little boy wanting to get taken care of. Let me check this out.
But guess what,
if you don't want a little boy, stay out the nursery. Stay out the nursery.
Right, I understand that. But understand what I'm saying. You are absolutely right in what you're saying. You're right. But at the end of the day, it's not flipping it. It's what we have to deal with at times. Like I said, you're not a woman. I'm a woman, Lady T, and Miss Sherry. We're women. So guess what? You're right. Stay out the nursery. But guess what? If you got more nursery than you have men, then guess what? We can't help it right now because this is what we're being presented with half the time.
But who runs the nursery? Who runs
Nursery? Before What's the up? Nurturing, right? I just want to say this. Before the nurturing, you was already taught by, you know, every man has a mother, obviously, which we came out of. You was already either taught by your mom how to take care of yourself. I believe that men need to put their purpose and their needs first. Our nurturing will come along with that, regardless. You understand what I'm saying? You're in the relationship.
Well, you think men need to do what?
But you should. They should have their own purpose prior to being in the relationship. I'm talking about your own job, going out there doing for yourself. We should not have to be just the battery in your back.
Self-sufficiency.
Right. You should be self-sufficient before you come to me. My nurturing should be added to that.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's not
that's
main
okay.
priority. That's my point.
Okay, but all right. But that's the whole thing. Okay, but once again, it's not about making. Because still and all, you still have a great role. You still have a significant role. Because once again, yeah, a man can go out there do it for himself, but what is the completion? You see what I'm saying? What is the compliment?
What do you mean, what's
that's
the compliment?
Why that, you're the compliment. You're the compliment that makes him complete. You know what I'm saying? Now,
I would think we make each other complete, no? You should be the prize. I should be the prize, no? We should make each other
your
complete.
Prize, well, exactly.
Isn't that the end goal?
All right, so if a guy go out there and he's doing this all for himself and making all of this happen, I mean, some of these dudes out here choose not to take a queen because they may enjoy their life just the way it is. You know, no complications. They don't have to deal with anything. They don't want that. And I feel with some dudes, I mean, even though that is their choice, some of them are missing out on some of the greater things in life. You know what I'm saying? Not wanting to be connected, you know, with that, you know, special someone, that significant other. That yin for that yang.
Yin and yang.
Yeah. But,
yin and yang.
You know, the whole thing is, once again, it's not so much about what it's a natural order of things, simple and plain. It's the pecking order. It is what it is. And now, and through the years, society has manipulated the whole situation and turned it into something else. I mean, I don't believe in this bullshit construct of society anyway, but the whole thing is society shouldn't dictate the natural order. I mean, I don't know if some of you
Well, unfortunately, it is.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That is the problem. Because, all right, so you're trying to tell me, so let me ask you, what are the qualities, what qualities do you think that men look for in a woman? And I'm so eager to hear what y'all got to say about this one.
I don't know. I think you should answer that because we not men. Now, if you asking about women, qualities women look for, then that's different.
You're asking. We
can't answer that for you.
You're saying what qualities do men look for in women?
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, my thing is this. You would, just like Lady C said, you would know that, and at the end of the day, we can't, in this day and age, the way things are now with these men, we don't even know anymore. Because they pick up anything now. We don't even know what
quality. Exactly.
They
I was just
want.
About to say that. They'll say
they
want a good woman, but then they'll take the thought if she's available. So that's why I said we need some men to call in. Come on, guys.
Nah, listen, first of all, there's too many cats that be shook. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I got to battle y'all, I'm going to battle y'all. This is the deal. You're full of crap. You're full of crap. You're full of crap, Red. You're full of it, Red. Because you know what? For you to say that man should know. Go step on your foot. I'm going to be finished.
Go
step on your
toe.
Foot. Yeah, go step on the big toe. Listen, our mothers knew. Our grandmothers knew. Our great-great-grandmothers, they know.
They use those qualities men wanted in a woman?
Oh, come on, man. Listen, they put... All right. Are you serious right now? All right, so let's get personal for a minute, Red. Look at our grandmother. May she rest in peace. Come on,
okay.
Man. Look at that swag. You think she ain't know? Come on, man. That's the OG right there. Most of these old school grandmothers, the elders, these old earth, they knew. Because you know what? They knew how to get a man, and they knew what to find in a man. They knew a man of substance, and they knew how to get him because they knew what to do. Because they know that their presentation, they know their intellect, they knew what to come with to bag or
deal. Okay, so you put it like that, and I get what you're saying. But I'm going to go back to my original statement, what I just said. Nowadays, with these men, we don't even know any more, or we can't really bring it out there because we're doing all those things that maybe our grandmothers did, great-grandmothers did, all that other stuff, but these men these days do not appreciate that.
Yes, I was just about to say that. I don't appreciate it.
Listen, they don't appreciate it because they don't know what appreciation is.
You gotta
go back to civilizing the savage. You
right, but that's what I'm saying. When you're asking that question, that's why I said that is going to be hard. That's hard for us to answer, especially in the times that we're living in now. Maybe years ago, I'll say maybe back in the 90s, we would have been able to answer that question. Now, you don't know because these dudes pick up any type of woman. And like I said, they don't want quality women. They don't want women that's doing certain things. At least I don't think they want that because when they get somebody like that, they take advantage of them. They don't appreciate it. You know,
because some of your constituents are out there dropping it like it's hot, doing X, Y, and Z, and they're cheapening. They're cheapening the game. They're cheapening it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, see, listen. What that real woman won't do, I'll do.
I'll do. Mm-hmm.
And that's a big problem. Miss Cherry laughing on you can laugh all you want to, but it's true. That is the serious problem that's going on right now. You have these chicks, and there's just dudes out there that do the same because there's dudes out there screwing up the game. They're going around tossing around money that they don't have, buying cars that they can't afford, and doing all this other extra stuff to get a woman when they have no substance about them.
Nope.
No substance at all, and vice versa. There's women out there shaking their ass. They're doing this and they're doing that and showing everything under God's creation, and that's all they got. No other substance. They can't even boil an egg. Meanwhile, the real women that's out there putting in that work, nurturing, doing everything that they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Whether it's for themselves or for their household. Listen, now, yeah, what you going to say, Jay? Well, what is the woman supposed to do? Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, whatever you're going to say. Go ahead. I'm waiting. Go ahead.
No, I said, I'm not sure I like your reference to cooking.
Listen, if you're a bad cook, that's on you, Jack. If you're a bad cook, that's on you, Jack. I know how to cook.
That's going back to what Lady T said. Self-sufficiency. Some of these men, not saying you know how to cook, you know how to do things, you know how to do stuff. Some of these men don't know how to do any of them things, and they look for the woman to do all that. But guess what? You got some of these women these days that don't know how to do those things. They don't know how to sew a button on a shirt.
I will check this.
Why you gotta bring me in here?
Not everybody has or comes from a two-parent household. I was blessed to have, two parents in the house. But still in all, I don't think it would have made any greater of a difference. I mean, listen, I respected my mother very much. I mean, she's the one that taught me how to cook, but my father cooked as well, so he taught me too.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was the one that taught me how to sew a button on a shirt. You know, my father was like, oh, you got to be groomed. You got to cut your nails. You got to make up your bed. You got to do all of this. You got to keep your stuff in order. That was him. But, you know what I'm saying? My mother had, her great influences as well and her teachings as well. You know, if I can be called, if I have to call myself, yeah, I was a mama's boy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, love my dad, but I was a mama's boy. And I respected all the lessons and the speeches and a little bit of conversation and all that stuff, like she taught me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, there's a lot of women out there, either by default, that are not able to teach or reach their children. There's a lot of women out there that cannot be who they need to be because either society won't let them, or some of them either degrade or kind of stop themselves because either they're trying to prove a point or they're trying to be a point, someone else's point. And I can't get with that. I never could. But the whole thing is, like you say, Red, like, Lady T said, like, back in the 90s. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So back in the 90s, women were different.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The men and the women were different back in the 90s.
What happened?
Society changed.
Instagram happened.
Society changed. Social media. All of that changed the dynamics between men and women. Men and women have so many hang-ups with each other. This is what I say, and y'all hear me say that almost every time we have conversations, and it's the truth. It's too many hang-ups. This is why things are the way that they are. This is why things are the way that they are, because you can't. Nobody trusts anybody. Nobody, which is, our topic, nobody trusts any, there's no trust between anybody. It's too much insecurities. It's too much of it. And it's all because of this god dang social media.
Well, I don't think it's just social media, but I also blame it on just media in general. Like, people watch TV. Like, even TV programming was different back in the days. Some of them still had its negative, stereotypical things going on. But for the most part, you saw a family structure.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have, women on TV, dressed, all like half-assed. You didn't have, it was shocking with some TV shows to actually see a man, bare-chested and stuff like that. It was, things were different. now is like the
yeah, some of these TV shows are like pornos now.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's like in some cases is no holds barred. And it just is cheapening. You know,
it's really sounding like we don't think for ourselves no more, and we don't think for our relationships no more. If it could be that easy, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like no one wants to work at a relationship or a marriage anymore because you know they make it sound easy. Oh well, yeah, you know da 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 da, and you can get a divorce or you know with the bachelor or the bachelorette or. You know, 90 Day Fiance. You know, all of this stuff is like they sensationalize and market this whole. Yeah, you guys can be together today, but you know, we'll see if it's going to work tomorrow.
But not so, knowing that when, let's say, when you go with the next person, you're going to have those same problems or more. So why not want to work it out with the person that you're with if you can?
Right.
Because once again. Why would I want to work now? And this is just not me, but I'm just saying some people feel, well, why should I work it out with you when, you know, Jeffrey looked like he got something going on or, you know.
Yeah, and Jeffrey might be even in that job, but go ahead.
Yeah, and this is true. But people are willing, but there's women out there willing to take their chance and there's men out there that's willing to do the same instead of working at it. Like society. Nowadays doesn't encourage people to work things out.
No.
And that's why I have a problem. I've always had a problem with this so-called society. It's like it's a construct. It's like a science project. It's not normal. Like, because why should it dictate how we live? Why should it dictate life? It's made up. So, of course, it shouldn't be. It should be a thing where, because years ago, yeah. People used to work things out. People used to talk things out. Now, people just fight. Hot Rod sent me a clip today. Well, actually, it was more than a clip. But it was, I guess somebody just put together like a best of, like a compilation of Trump rallies. And people just, and what was so crazy was how everybody is just so mad at bullshit. That's not even, it's not to say that this whole election is irrelevant, because it's relevant, but we're actually fighting, we're actually literally physically fighting and going at each other, hating each other for one person, for a person's mentality, that he's kind of turned it into a movement. Like, where the hell are we going as a species? Like, where are we really going? Because if man is always hating women and women always hating men, then what?
Right.
How are we supposed to get any type of positive thing going if we're not even willing to give each other a chance? We're not even willing to work through the differences.
It's terrible.
Why are you so quiet, Miss Sherry? What are you doing? Are you snacking or something?
Well, no, I'm actually inside. But I was going to say, some of what you're saying I agree with, but I also have to say, well, my parents, you know, they were married until my mom passed, like over 40 years. I think back in the days, it was kind of shameful to get a divorce. Nobody had one. If you got divorced from your partner, something was wrong with you. And your friends were talking and whispering about what was wrong with you. And that's not the case. But then also another thing, my mother stayed home. My father went to work. So she was there to be a nurturer to the children, to him. Nowadays, we have to go to work. We're tired when we get home. We're working just as hard as you. Nobody wants to come in and rub your feet when they've been walking on theirs for 8 hours. So I think with the difference in time and more demands on us, you know, men still want the same treatment. But we're going through different things also. Sometimes you can't always be nurtured. Sometimes you have to look over and see that the person right next to you needs to be nurtured also. So it's just a different time.
Absolutely. It's like sometimes I want, you know, like I said, we always stroking y'all egos. Like sometimes I want my ego stroked. I ain't that type of person, but sometimes, I want my ego stroked just as much as you do.
I would have learned how to cook if I could stay home.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's my and unfortunately, just like Ms. Sherry said, we're taking on the roles that you guys take on. We're doing the same equal thing. Now, some men will say, "Oh, well, y'all want equal rights, right?" Okay, but once again, we have once again. If that's the case, then guess what? Step up your game a little bit more, or you be the one to, like I said, listen, if you're working a job, a certain type of job, okay, let me get a part-time job, or let me do something part-time so I can stay home with the kids or be at home with my children or whatever the case is. And then, just like you said, then I can rub your feet or whatever that you want me to do. Because then I'll have more time to do that if I'm not out here working a job from 3 to 11 and coming home at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, me personally, I'm not with all that. Like, I've never been, like, on that coddling or, like, nurturing me thing. Like, I work. I do what I need to do and get it done. Like, that's it. But some dudes... To dudes out there that, that are with that, that's on them, to each his own. But, I can rub my own feet, thank you very much. But,
how insensitive you sound tonight. Oh, my goodness.
How you going to say I can rub my
feet? I'm just
not. You want the nurturing part, but you don't want her to rub your feet? Come on.
Wait, you said the what? I want the what?
You want the nurturing part, but you don't want her to rub your feet? That's part of nurturing.
With most men, and I hate to add a color to it, but especially black men, it's so much not the physical aspect. Like, to the ones that are also stuck on the physical, it's that they're just compensating for what is they truly lack. And what men are really looking for is that I need to talk to you. Because a lot of cats don't want to express themselves. They don't want to talk about stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's real therapy comes from, that person that you're with. And you're sitting down, you're like, the world is crazy and this, this, that, and the third. Like, just like you want security, men want security too. You know what I'm saying? They want it in different forms.
So emotional security in a sense of it. Yes.
That's
understandable.
Exactly.
That's 100% understandable.
Maybe it does
because like I said, depending on who you are. Or what type of background you come from. And like I said, if I had to put a color to it, me, per se, like walking out here, like every time I step out the door, it's like there's a question mark of will I come back home? That's heavy. It's heavy to have to worry about my daughter. It's heavy to worry about my lady. It's heavy to have all, and then you got to go out there and deal with the world itself. You know what I'm saying? And whatever it throws at you. I could be walking across the street and somebody say, "Oh my gosh, he grabbed my purse." Dude, I'm 20 feet away from you. But everybody's going to believe that I did it just because that's what they believe. These are the things that run through some people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that run through some men's minds. Like I said, anything. So to a degree, it's being in your feelings, but like I said, it's the more of the emotional support. And I guess when you say nurturing, that's where it comes from. It's man always gonna need somebody to talk to, whether it's his boys, but it's different when he's talking to his woman, because what I'm saying, it's a totally different bond, it's a totally different vibe when you're talking to your woman, because that's your sanctuary. You know what I'm saying? You can't be up under your boy on some hugging shit like, "Yeah, man, I love you, and it's gonna be okay." Like, whoa, you don't do that. We'll throw back a beer and and punch each other in the shoulder or something, but whatever. But when it's coming from your woman, it's totally different. Because that's like I said earlier, that's the battery in your back. depending on what she says. And it's not stroking the ego, but depending on what she says and how she lays whatever she's laying down, you know, to get you back in that game tomorrow morning or the next day after that, or babe, you can do it. It's that encouragement.
Right.
And you're, and women is always, and women have always been superior when it comes to that. But you have some women that will cheapen it and be like, oh, you a little boy, you need me to do X, Y, and Z, you need me to make you your oatmeal. And see, that right there is very condescending, and that's what turns men off. And like, you know, I can't rock with you, F you.
That sounds like
that's what a lot of dudes do.
Like, it's not just, that sounds like someone who's needy. That's not a nurturing situation. If she's coming at you like
needy,
that,
really?
It's because you're needy.
Really? So if you have a bad day and you come home and you want to talk about your bad day and I'm making you some wine and you know what I'm saying, giving you a hug, like, that's needy?
No, you need to be comforted. But if you have bad days every day and you need that every day, you're needy. There's a difference.
Wow.
Yep. That's how I feel.
Y'all really think that? I don't think so.
That's your job.
Every day? No. Wait, hold up. Just like she said, if you coming home every day whining about your day, that's just like Miss Cherry said, that's being needy. Now, once again, if you have a bad day, maybe, maybe every 2 or 3 weeks or a couple of, you know, weeks, and, you know, say, hey, babe, listen, you know, my day was really crazy, da-da-da, whatever, that's different. But if every day you want some Debbie Downer type of stuff.
Talking about
it's
every
like,
day.
It's like, what? Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad. But you have some men that are like that, where every day it's a problem. You
yeah,
have
they
some
need
men
to
that
find.
Okay. I have a child.
They need to find
like
a
that.
Hobby. They need to find something to do.
I have a child
they need to,
somebody
yeah,
that's
they need
like
an outlet.
That.
Yeah, they need to find something
know,
to do. They need
problem.
To work out, go take walks, something.
Well,
if they need to reset and readjust themselves if they're feeling like that every
right.
single day.
Right. And absolutely. You're absolutely right. But if just that person doesn't know how to do that or they're not willing to do that, then guess what? They're leaning on you for that.
And don't
you understand
that attitude. That attitude, that's a negative attitude that they're putting out there into your energy also. So
absolutely.
how can you reflect
that
from that?
Absolutely.
It can also
absolutely.
Cause confrontations, things like that. So I've
and
seen
absolutely.
That before.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
that?
All right. So, okay, so prime. Okay, so let me throw something out there. And I think me and Big Red had this discussion. I don't know who's familiar with the show Power. I only watch up until Ghost died, and I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah, probably so. Only the
I can't
yeah,
watch
this
stuff
that.
Anymore. But anyway, in the beginning,
the first three seasons, yeah.
In the beginning, you know, this as the story went, you know, this dude, you know, Ghost was a drug dealer, and he wanted to change his life. He wanted to do something different. His wife, however, found his dream of wanting to own a club ridiculous because, you know, she was like, nah, you're going to continue to be the biggest drug dealer, and didn't want him to get out the game. And his partner didn't want him to get out either. Now, the one thing about that that I didn't like was the fact that even though there may be women out there, far and few, I think it was very stereotypical and negative to even cast, you know, to put a woman in that position, especially a woman of color, in that position. I mean, we know, like I said, we know there could be people, women out there like that. But it kind of set off, like, this whole battle of, like, you know, who's right and who's wrong, you know, type of thing. Who's doing this and who's doing that, when they're both doing wrong by each other and by their households, you know, by continuing to be negative on the path that they were on, him selling drugs, her wanting him to sell drugs and continue to take care of the family and live this lifestyle. Now, you have some people, some dudes who out there, and some women out there who mimic this type of attitude because they feel this is what it is. And I really believe that too much of a, I would just say a grip on how we conduct, you know, ourselves in relationships nowadays, because it's always, it's kind of like a tit for tat. Like, you got to do this for me to do that. Or I got to do that for you, you know, for you to get this. And there's no real balance. It may look like it, but there's really no real balance. So once again, a dude coming home to talk to his woman, whether he has a bad day, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, I'm sorry. I have to once again go to back in the days, the elders, the women, they were stronger than that. They were bigger than that. They knew what the bullshit was. But they said, you know what? Here's some mashed potatoes and a steak. Eat that and shut the hell up. They didn't say it in that way, but they did what they had to do to ease the pain. So sometimes, to me, it sounds like with some women, it's a cop-out. Because you don't want to be that individual. Maybe because you have your own stuff going on, or maybe you just don't want to be that individual.
But are the men just as comforting as what you just said, Brother B? Are the men also willing to do that for us every single day? Or are they going to tell us, man up, like, you shouldn't be so emotional?
We'll put it like this. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm gonna come with something very real.
Just let it out.
I am.
I feel the pain.
Before my mother passed away, like, I've never seen my father panic. I've never seen him break. I've never seen him crack. Nothing. You know, he was this firm Trinidadian man. Like, he was just a man. You know, he would come home and Smirnoff in his back pocket, his cigar in his mouth, throw some money on the table for my mother, and go in the room and watch TV. She would make him some food, and he would come in the kitchen, eat, and whatever, whatever. They have their little conversation. Bam. There was times where my mother would come home, or my mother would call. He would go walk to go meet her to the bus and walk her back to the house, make her play the food, and they had their talk, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. Once again, all I saw was a soldier. I saw a man. But the day that my mother fell ill, I saw that break. And it changed me, because I never knew that he could be broken. So with the question that you just asked, sometimes men get stuck in a certain role that they feel that they have to play. Like, we have to be hard. We have to be a certain way because we have to be the shield. We have to be the protector. We have to be this. Now, there are women out there, oh, you don't got to protect me. Fine. Then you go do your shit by yourself. But you're not going to take away that role from a man, just like a man shouldn't be, is not going to take away a role from you.
Shit.
And to those who don't like it, too bad. Because you know what? Everybody has a position to play. And mm-hmm. I saw the position that my father played, which made me the man that I am today. I don't think it's a bad one. My daughter and my lady feel, hey, you know, you're doing the right thing. But I wouldn't say it's not the easiest position to be in, because sometimes you want to be a little weak. Sometimes but you can't let nobody see the crack, man. You can't show that weakness, because as soon as you show the weakness, that's when the wolves come, and you got too much to defend from the wolves out there. Now I know my role, and I know what I have to do. But see, there's a lot of dudes out there that don't believe in that shit no more. And this is why we have the issues that we have.
Right.
And there's a lot of women out there, and there's a lot of women out there, I don't need this, I don't need that, shut up. Because you know what? If you didn't need it, then live your life by yourself on your own. Because that's not how it works. It doesn't work where you don't need. It's not about what you don't need. It's just about how it is. Between men and women, listen, we complement each other. If we didn't, then one of us wouldn't be here. Or it wouldn't be the type of relationship, you know what I'm saying, functionality that we have with one another. So this has become a problem of why we cannot get along. Because people are stuck.
Why do you think we can't get along? Why do you think we can't get along?
Because the question you just asked. Because you're asking the question of why we can't get along when you partially know why, because you see it every day. You can't say that you don't. I know you're a strong woman. I know you're about handling your business. And I know there's some men out there that are probably intimidated by how you move. But there's some men that are not. But you
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut off, but I'm saying you're saying some. Yeah, but that's the point. Where are those men? Because once again, where are they?
All right, so
we keep coming across the ones that are intimidated, like just like you said, that are intimidated. I know that's an issue with me where I think men are intimidated because once again. And I'm not, I don't sit up there and walk around and be like, oh, I don't need nobody. I don't put that out there. It's just that I'm just who I am. And I don't think I should apologize for being who I am. I don't think I should change who I am when I get, when I get a man. Like I said, I'm going to let a man be a man. But once again, if you're showing me something different, then I have to treat you different. I treat you accordingly.
Exactly.
And I also was going to say, also being independent, I think, a lot of times when a man comes up against a strong woman, he recognizes that maybe the things that would impress someone who doesn't have is not going to work for her. She's expecting
right,
you to come with more and better. And a lot of them don't want to come with more and better. You know, it's a difference between wanting somebody and needing them.
I'm sorry. I'm not a part of the fuckboy coalition. Yeah, I said it. I'm not part of the fuckboy coalition.
Okay.
I'm not. Because, like I said, because you know what? No, because I'm telling you, I like the type of men that I know, like the 90s men, like, you know what I'm saying? Or men before that, the type of men that I deal with, like, are not like that. But there's a fuckboy coalition out there that women co-sign and other men co-sign and society co-sign, and they make it okay for these jackasses to thrive. So, of course, you guys get the worst part of it. You guys get the shit. The real men are out there were like, listen, you fucking with the fuck boys. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay my lane. I'm going to play my role in the friend zone. Or I'm just going to do me.
I agree with that because I feel
you
like
don't
I
have, you don't have
really
to do. You don't have to agree with it because the whole thing is it may not be what you see. It's what we're seeing as men. Listen, 9 times out of 10, real men are turned off because of what's going on.
I feel like I dated some really nice men, but maybe their expectations or my expectations of them, they can't meet. Not that something's wrong with them. Not that they want to run around. It's just that I have certain things I want out of life, and I'm dating them, and they're not going in that direction. But that doesn't make them a bad person. We're just not.
Well, listen, everybody can't make curry goat like how you want it, okay? Everybody can't, you know what I'm saying, make a sandwich. Make a sandwich like you want, all right? You know what I'm saying? You know, some people put cheese before the meat or meat before cheese. Like, everybody can't do it. I'm sorry.
But it's not necessarily like they're a bad person. They're just not moving in the same direction of the things I want. Some people's expectations are a lot lower, you know, and they might meet that person and they're okay with them doing X, Y, and Z, and I may not be. And that's only
okay,
because,
so
you mentioned.
You think the elder women didn't know this? You think the women back in the days, our mothers, our grandmothers, you think they didn't know this? But you know what they did?
I think, patients back in the days, like I said, it wasn't just a matter of you coming in and saying this is not working. You had a lot of backlash from everybody around you, your family, your friends. So it wasn't a matter of, it was more of a, I don't want to say need, but, you know, when you went in there and you got married, it was for life, because if you got a divorce, everybody talked about you. Everybody knew. Everybody was whispering. You know, it was looked so down on. It's not that case anymore.
Yeah, well, back then,
women much did anything, even men. Men would stay in there and be unhappy and miserable. Women would stay there and be unhappy and miserable just to not have that negative stigmatism attached to them,
mm-hmm.
and their families and their relationships and stuff.
So whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? But how many cases do we really know of that? Like, we may, like, okay, what you're saying is a valid point, but we don't know if that was everybody. Because, you know what I'm saying, I see more, you know, people celebrating 60 years of marriage, 50 years of marriage, this how many years of marriage.
Well, just because they celebrating it don't mean they happy.
I was going to say something, Brother B.
Just
because
they celebrating
it
don't mean they happy.
I know a couple that
happy,
celebrated. I know a couple that celebrated 35 years, right? And part of that, they were separated, but still living in the same house. You would have never, I would have never known that about them. Everything was normal.
Right.
That's not fake. They did what they did to make it work. At some point, they got back together on the same page. But listen. That worked for them.
It was more about the family.
You know what? You're right.
Staying, keeping the family together at all costs, whether you're miserable or not.
Yes.
You stayed in it for your family.
Right.
Okay.
Which a lot of people are doing, which you see a lot of men and women do as of now. They stay in it for the fam part of it, kids, you know, especially the kids, they'll stay in it for that, but they're really not happy. And then guess what? You don't know. In that household, like I said, because they celebrated 40 and 50, 60 years, don't mean, once again, they were happy. They might have been, you know, sleeping in separate beds.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that goes into how do you listen? I've heard you all say it before, especially Red. But how do you not know? Like, if there's a courting process, how do you not know what you've gotten into? If there's a dating process, how do you not know what you've gotten into?
I'm going to say
Brother
this.
Brother B, things change and people change.
Change.
I can speak
exactly.
from that from experience.
So
of 17 years being with one person and the growth process, step by step, decades by decade growth process.
Exactly. So what do you expect? So what do
you
expect? So all right. So with that being said,
I don't think that means that you don't get along.
So what does it mean?
You keep saying that men and women don't get along. I don't see it like that. I just see it, you know, if your expectations are different. Like, I can appreciate some men out there that I wouldn't date. You know, hey, he might be okay for you, but he's not going to be okay for me. But that doesn't mean that I see them as bad people. It's just I'm on a different level, and I know it's not going to work.
Well, I'm not saying we don't get along. I'm just talking about this trust issue. There's a big issue. And we treat each other like shit sometimes. We really do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Lust, we already know lust is always at the top of the top of the pyramid. Is lust love, or what some believe to be love, and then everything else follows. But see, the whole thing is what comes after, you know, what really comes after that fake love, that lust, and then that, oh, I think I'm in love. What happens after that? Then you get to know each other. But while you're still, but after a while, when the lust starts to fade, then the facade is, it's over. You start
right,
to see
then,
what each
you
other
see
is really
person.
All about.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then, you know what I'm saying? So what are we really doing to ourselves when it comes to these relationships? We're doing more of a disservice.
Is lust the facade? Because it seems like lust seems to be the facade from what you just said. That really seems to be the real facade.
It is. But it's at the top. But lust is at the top of the pyramid, because that's what everybody, that's what happens first.
All right.
Lust is that facade that leads to that fake, like, oh, I think, you know, I believe I'm in love. Why? Because he gave you the meatloaf? Or why? Because she gave you the waterfall? You think you're in love? Like, you know, you think
people
love?
Have this fake facade of being
okay.
in love.
I'm gonna tell you like
exactly.
this. Somebody told me.
And all it was really lust.
I had a friend of mine tell me, and I asked him, "How did you get together with the girl that he was dealing with?" And he told me, he said, "We started having sex, and we just got into a relationship." I said, "Oh, okay."
Wait.
They were together for, I think, about maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years. But then that's when he started seeing, well, now I'm not going to say he started. She probably was already crazy. But that's when he said, oh, that's before I knew she was crazy. I said, oh, no, she was crazy before that. You just let that get in the
well,
way.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
She was already crazy.
We don't want to see the red flags when we see them. We know we see them within that first freaking week.
But you know, a lot of people like that.
I'm gonna give him a chance.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
A lot of people run right through those stop signs. they just say, "Oh nah."
And then when it's over, you rewind. Oh shit! On August 4th, damn, I saw that. Damn.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I could have saved myself a whole month's waste of time.
What's crazy is that a lot of times we know, like y'all were saying, but we just kind of brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we have that instinct, that gut feeling for a reason. But a lot of us go against it and turn around. We'd be sitting back a year later, damn.
Because he gave it to me.
I knew I should have did this. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I should have got the oatmeal instead of the turkey bacon. I knew I should have did this. But what do? We sit there and say, oh, man, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes giving people the benefit of the doubt ain't always a good thing. Because if it goes against your instinct or your gut feeling, then 9 times out of 10, because, I mean, that's your divine instinct telling you, yo, spiders and tingling, something's wrong, but yet you're going against it. And sooner or later, it's going to catch up to you. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up to you. And these are things that we shouldn't do. So instead of just blaming ourselves, oh, I hate you, MF, because this is, oh, well, you do this, and you don't cook. And we're blaming everyone else. For our own shortcomings. We're blaming everyone else or each other for what we either didn't want to see, we ignored, or something we should have said or didn't say. We're blaming each other for everything else except for looking at ourselves. Because we all fall short. We all fall short, but the thing is, are we willing to come into that relationship or meet with that person and be like, listen, before we get this started, boom, 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 this is me. If you with it, cool. If not, yo, you know what I'm saying? We can still be friends. Because once again, somebody told me a long time ago, sometimes how you start is how you end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the problem is there's no courting anymore. We discuss that all the time. Nobody wants to date. Like, I'm in this group on Facebook, and somebody posted, oh, is anyone dating? How is that going? And I went all down the line. Everybody's like, people date? I don't know. Who you dating? This is the things that they were holding. I was the same thing. I was like, people still date? like that's still going on? Let me know who this person is. Do they have a brother or sister or grandmama or somebody? Because if people still dating, where the hell is that happening at?
Well, the thing with what's okay, dog. The thing with dating is sadly, you have the fuckboy coalition who, I'm not spending my money taking all these broads out here and here and there, and I'm not doing that. And then you got some women that are out there like, oh yeah, I'm just trying to get me a meal. Because I remember, I never really looked at it that way, but there was years ago, I had went out on, I guess, what we'll just call a date. I usually call them just outings, but went out on a date, and I noticed that the person was just ordering. I was like, you going to eat all that? And you know, when. Yeah, but basically, yeah. That's what was going on. I was like, oh, is this what happened? So, if you, I mean, if you, when you're sitting at the table with somebody, like, you're not supposed to just say, all right, listen, you can only order three things, appetizer, dinner, and dessert. Like, you can't order, like, something for tomorrow or next week, like, or buy something for your kids, too. Like, no,
buy
you're not
for
gonna
the
do
kids
that.
To take home.
You're just going to eat. You're going to clean your plate right now. But some women do that. And then some dudes don't want to, you know, come out the pocket because they automatically assume that either a woman's going to do them like that or their attitude is, well, nah, I got to get me something first before I,
right.
before
I
give her anything.
Pockets.
And see that? Mm-hmm. And see that right there is
not quick
nah,
question.
That's not how it works.
With COVID, right? Because we're talking about like dating, courtship, without courting. I mean, COVID, a lot of people are using
that's
this dope. Excuse. Yeah, we could just Netflix and chill. You know what I mean? They don't want
to
go to the restaurant.
Oh,
no, you know what I mean? They take it from. Yeah, they take it full blown advantage
of it. Allergies,
yeah.
Allergies, my allergies. Sucker, get out my face with your allergies. Get the hell out of here.
That's not even really safe. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, like people, it's sad with this COVID thing because you know everybody walking around with a mask on. You don't know who's who. You don't know what's what. I mean, there has to be some type of distance. And what's crazy is, K Dog, what's up?
Oh,
it's
not K-Dog, you know.
Hey, I keep messing up your numbers. God damn it. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. I got to redo this again. Hot Rod. Vroom. Okay. So, it's a Hot Rod.
Hello.
Come on, you got the stud on the phone. The stud. Hot Rod on the phone.
Yeah. You got the... But you know what? Hot Rod, I don't like you right now because you waited until like the last 15, 14 minutes to come in and now you want to try to save the day? Do you want to help me out now?
No, this is all your fault. No, this is all your fault.
I know you were trying to listen to me struggle. Huh?
I did, but I was so confused when I was listening to the show. I'm like, is this a cooking channel? Everybody talking about the food or the menu or this is the menu? I'm very confused.
What show is talking about every damn thing?
I mean, everybody talking about turkey, pandemic, seafood, lobster, salmon.
Listen,
what is this?
The menu's going to give you everything. It's going to give you the appetizer, the main course, the dessert, and probably
and the dessert.
You know, yeah, maybe
they give you
an
after-dinner meal.
Yeah, an after-dinner meal.
But
all right, so Hot Rod, I got
to
ask you something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it goes on to what Lady T was talking about with the whole COVID and the dating thing. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this. I think it's some new type of reality show where it's like people are hooking up with each other on through apps and all this stuff with because of COVID. Like, what do you think about that?
I'm not surprised by that. That seems like nothing new. It's like a new version of Tinder, right? You know, if they hook up, you take out chances, you catch an STD or you get pregnant. You don't know me, I don't know you. I run away. That's it.
Hit the block button on your phone. Block.
You're
blocked.
And to Big Red, to your statement earlier about, you know, when you go on Facebook, you're asking people a single on that. When people ask me a single, I'm like, yes, I'm not single because I have a leg pants, a device hat that keep me company all the time. So I'm good.
I'm good all the way.
You know what? Some people got side chicks. I have my side lotions, you know? So I'm all good. No, I don't need nothing else.
Yo, you.
Oh, my gosh. Save the best for last.
But, I can't.
But overall, oh, yeah, one more thing. You can't ever tell a big butt and a smile because that girl is poison overall, okay? Remember that.
I can't
win. Oh, my God.
Right? Oh, gosh.
I know. I was waiting 2 hours to say these things. I know. What did you have forgotten? I'm sorry.
Yo, he is so
I ain't got nothing to say.
I'm sorry.
You ain't got nothing to say? Oh, God.
Listen. I'm rather him just close it out.
My lady friends, like, are you been dating lately because of COVID and everything? And both of them told me no. Like, they had done that Zoom thing, you know, and calling. I'm like, mm-hmm. But it's not the same because there's no physical interaction. So you don't know who you're talking to. It's like similar to a catfish, you know. So this is like a little simple thing. It always brings up to, like, lately, always tell me on the show, mental issues. Like, if you try to go, you feel like you can't go on dates right now, to know people, and you might feel loneliness inside, so you might fall into some type of depression overall. It's like, here you are, trying to find a date, you can't really date, because you don't want to catch COVID, or this person may have COVID, just what to do, you know? It's only so long you can use sex toys in the hands and the lotions, you know? And the big pumper, you know what I mean, Brother B?
Yeah, I got an air pump for my tires.
Oh, here we go with that.
Listen, all I'm saying is,
they need to go back to the chat line.
Oh my
My thing is, that's what it's looking like. It's going to get to the point of going back to that. And I said the chat line back then. To me, I think that was much more better than the damn social media thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because people actually talk. People was actually
talking.
Right, exactly. You could talk on a chat line trying to know someone for hours and not be knowing. You know?
Yeah.
Just use your imagination or whatever. Like, you know, what do you look like? Oh, boom, 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 boom. Without a picture or fake picture to look at.
Right, absolutely. You didn't have nothing. That's what I mean by, and like I said, I had, pretty good, experiences here or there doing that. And just like you said, you had to use your imagination.
I bet you did.
Listen, I'm talking. just like you said, you're talking to someone. You're hearing their voice, and you could kind of get what kind of person that you're dealing with just by what they're saying. It's like you're listening. Just like you said, you use your imagination. There's no fake pictures. There's no, it wasn't no picture at all. You just have to go over what they said until you meet them. Now, if they're lying, that was on them.
So, basically, what I'm gathering for what everyone is saying right now, and one of the key words that strike me is the word imagination, because we don't leave anything to the imagination anymore. Like, everything is too much out there. Everything is just right in front of you. And it's like, so this is what I'm working with. Sometimes I think it's better to that imagination is better. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
that
mental work.
Yeah, but isn't that when the trust comes in? Like, if I'm talking to Big Red and they see it over the phone, am I trusting them with the information compared to now? Now, like, anybody could be good. Anyone could be anything now.
Yeah.
You can show me a picture,
right.
But it could be Photoshop, you know? So that's where, like, okay, is that really you? Compared to, like, 20 years ago?
Well, you know what? people put, the fake has become the new real. And that's the biggest problem. Society is condoned and encourages being fake as that's the new real. And if you're real, then that's fake.
Yep.
And people are really going for it. Yeah, people are really going for it. And it's sad, because then it's hard for people who really want, like, real relationships or really want to deal with real people. It's hard to find that, because people are being fake before they're being real. Because some people don't even know themselves to be real, and they don't even like who they are. So they put on this facade to someone else. Because they think,
and that
that's
goes back to the original question, how will we be able to trust each other?
To trust each other, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's a very
fuckery.
Good point.
Stop the fuckery. That's all. Stop the fuckery. Just stop.
Some people can't handle that. Some people can't handle that.
Yep.
Do you think it's too far gone?
We're talking about
we're talking about
the younger generation. The younger people don't know anything about being real, in my opinion. You know.
Or do they even know what real is?
We do. We know. But we experience it
with
the older generation.
Yeah, but you're
saying
they don't know.
They're not trying to hear it. They enjoy this microwave era.
Yeah.
They enjoy this quick and easy stuff.
Yep.
And like I always tell my interns, do you want to make fast money now, or do you want to make slow money with benefits in the long term? They want to make fast money now. They're in a rush, you know. But how long can that fast money go last if you don't have a backup plan? You don't have benefits. You don't have 401k. You know what I mean?
It's so silly. They're trying to get rid of stuff like that. So it's like, you know, it's just sad the direction that we're going in, but, you know, I mean, like, yeah, you're right, Lacey. It goes back to the original question. It's like, how do we trust when everybody out here being so fake? Like, and I guess we can only end it with, like, who knows? Like, who knows that, you know, the state of affairs moving forward? I mean, shit, most of us are just trying to get past Election Day. And hope there won't be any type of riot or any other crazy thing going on.
Yeah, right.
Smacking your partner for voting for Trump.
Somebody did that?
No comment.
Oh, Lord.
I saw up on Queens on the highway. I saw trucks on the ground. With Trump flags, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I don't care to support Trump, but why are we fighting on both sides for the government that we don't care about?
Absolutely.
Why are they
fighting
for us?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why
people are going so hard. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Listen, I have before we go, there's something that I posted. It's not an endorsement, but Tim Wise, I was watching his video last night. It's about 50 minutes long. He really breaks it down as to why. And this was from 2017. And he really breaks it down to why people are fighting now. Like, everything he said in 2017 fits perfectly today. So with that being said, Big Red, Hot Rod, Lady P, Miss Sherry, thank you. It's been a great show.
Great.
It's very nice. Be nice and serious. It's okay. It's okay to be nice. All right. And remember, it's the meat first, then it's the cheese, then lettuce, then bread. Okay?
The meat first, then cheese, then lettuce.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like that.
Sure.
You guys have a good night. Thank you. Very much.
All right. Good night, guys.
All right.
Enjoy y'all weekend.
Be safe,
everybody.
Be well.
All right. Take care. Good night.
And that.